Game time.
Time is now!
Driven by Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go!
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Ooh, hot diggity dog. I just, reading Kellis's article that he just posted here, and we're going to have to open up talking about that. I swear we'll get to some spring football here, perhaps in the opening segment. We'll do it in the opening segment. I know that you really want the spring football talk. And hey, I'm ready to talk spring football too. Some positivity here on the show. We're going to do that here in the open. 525, we'll make fun of Kansas fans. Tyler took down all the best tweets of Kansas fans melting down after losing to Oregon. So we'll do a special tweet of the moment at 525. Gosh, my voice holds up. We'll read your tweets on spring football at 540, what you're most excited for. And you can't be serious at 550, but I'm just reading this, and I'll go ahead and plug Kellis, who has done a nice job coming on with us throughout the football and basketball seasons. He just put out a story at Kansas.com that is about the Dana Altman and Frank Martin sagas at K-State. In depth, he talked to a lot of people on the back end of both really stories there with each of the coaches. And, I mean, I appreciated it all. There was some good insight into Dana Altman from John Wiefald, and John Wiefald also dropped a pretty interesting quote on Frank Martin. So I am really, just to be honest, only like halfway through this story.
Yeah, I'm going through it right now.
I will try and finish it like on the fly or in the next break or whatever. But I did just come across this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is – oh, okay. I hate reading on the air. I don't think it's always great radio, but I have to do this.
I see. Well, I see what you, I. Just
do you understand why that's worthy of talking about?
Yeah. No, it is. It is. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, K-State football team.
Here is the quote from John Wiefald. Frank should still be at K-State. John Curry wanted to hire his own coach, and they didn't get along. It's too bad. Frank told me many times that he wanted to coach here until he retired. Indeed, he told me that for a year or two after he left here. Wow. It goes on. Now, of course, Frank is a Gamecock and he loves his job completely. But if someone like Tim Weiser, for example, had been the athletic director at K-State, or someone like him in 2012 and in the years to come, Frank Martin would still be K-State's head basketball coach.
Hey,
that was both a let me clear my throat because I really need to because I'm losing my voice.
Are you going to play every step you take again?
And clearing my throat because, well, you know.
Well,
is there a mic? Is there a mic around? Can I drop it?
No, these mics are permanently fastened, so
okay.
You can't. I mean, there isn't anything in there that isn't groundbreaking. It's just notable that it comes from that source.
Exactly. Well, this is what, God, this is what like I've waited a long time for. Like everybody knows what happened here, but for a long time, for obvious reasons, you couldn't really put it out there, and you couldn't get a lot of people on the record saying things like that. And I guess it doesn't really matter all that much for John Wiefald necessarily. But the more I see this start to come out, the more I'm just like, gosh, thank you. Like, it's just a relief. It's a relief because people need to hear this. Like, people need to hear this and understand what was happening. Let me give you that quote again. John Wiefald, quote, Frank should still be at K-State. John Curry wanted to hire his own coach, and they didn't get along. It's too bad. Frank told me many times that he wanted to be here until he retired. Indeed, he told me that for a year or two after he left here. Now, of course, Frank is a Gamecock, and he loves his job completely. But if someone like Tim Weiser, for example, had been athletic director at K-State, or someone like him in 2012 and in the years to come, Frank Martin would still be K-State's head basketball coach. John Wiefald, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going the full Adam Schefter here and tweeting while we're on the air. But yeah, that's it. Well, it's just twisting the knife a little bit more, right? Or going back to your monologue, it's kind of ripping the scab, making it an open wound once again.
Yeah.
Just hearing that from someone who, number one, would know for a fact what the relationship was like. And number two, I don't feel like he would have a bias or an axe to grind, you know, one way or another at this point.
We know about John Wiefald. Like, you know him better than I do, mm-hmm. but you know what I know about John Wiefald?
What's that?
He loves K-State.
Yes.
John Weefald loves K-State.
Yes.
And John Weefald, above all else, wants K-State to win. And that has been always one of my biggest frustrations in trying to fight this fight for a long time. Like, holding the opinion that you feel like Frank Martin should still be here and that there was someone at fault for that does not make you a bad fan. It does not mean that you're some kind of commie trying to take down K-State. It means you are a fan that wants to win, and you felt like that was the best chance for K-State basketball to win for a long time. And there's nothing wrong with that. There, you know, I guess if you want to just fall in line and blindly accept whatever is being thrown at you by the university, that's your prerogative. You can do that. But don't try and, you know, tell people that they're not fans just because they're in disagreement with what's happening. The reason they disagree is because they think they know what would allow the team to win and have a better experience and be a better fan, be a world-class fan experience for everybody involved. And that is just a part of it, just to continue our conversation from yesterday, that just has driven me nuts. So every time I see something like this, and it comes from someone more credible than just even me, you know, even me, I shouldn't say it like that, than me, just some jabroni here behind a microphone on the radio, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel very, very good.
The thing about John Weefald that gives me the utmost confidence that he would say these things in full honesty is he's one of those guys that, like, I run into a lot of people that I have either talked about or talked about entities close to them, and our conversations rarely involve K-State sports. You know, I think Laird Veach is a good example. I have a relationship with him, and we have had conversations, but it's rarely about K-State. We're talking about our more personal lives, things like that. And John Weefald, when you run into John Weefald, he wants to talk about K-State. He wants to talk about what the football team could do this year. Or, you know, I recall a conversation I had with him about Colin Klein versus Johnny Manziel winning the Heisman in 2012. That's the stuff that he wants to talk about because he's so passionate about it. He really is one of K-State's biggest fans, along with being such a great president for the university. And so I think that you got to take him at his word that he knows what's going on or what happened with that entire relationship. And that makes it pretty notable that those quotes are in that story.
I'm having to just, like, gather myself, react to this on air, make sure I don't say anything too stupid.
Spring football, man. Spring football.
Look, man, I'll just be completely honest with you. I'll be completely honest with you here on air. And this is not anything that's going to get me in trouble. But you know the thoughts that are going through my head. It makes my blood boil to this day, man. It's 2017. It makes my blood boil to this day. That's how much I care. Like, to just further this point, like, I care. This is not me trying to be some crazy, you know, extremist pushing conspiracy theories. Like, I just care. Like, I want K-State to win. This is my school, man. I cared about K-State more than anything in the world growing up. Like, that was my life growing up, was K-State athletics. And that's where all this comes from. That's the place that this comes from.
Well, and let me bring up an example of you and I's relationship. A lot of times when there is something that we disagree on, then we will use that to take little, you know, friendly shots at each other when we're texting or something like that. For example, like when Baylor loses embarrassingly and Scott Drew is maybe the reason why, I might text you something about Scott Drew.
Fair.
When Frank Martin made the Final Four, or I think it was when they beat Duke, I was texting you out of serious concern, like, step away from Twitter, step away from your phone. Not because I was trying to take shots or anything or trying to rile you up, but I knew that you were absolutely losing your mind, and I didn't want to see you go through that because I knew it was hurting you pretty bad. So even for me, I had to, you know, get my humanity together and try to be nice to you because I knew it was going to affect you about as much as it did anyone else.
Well, I'm about to retweet this entire story. Like, in addition to those pretty explosive Weefald quotes, there is also just a lot of really good information. For me, I learned a lot about the Dana Altman side of things. Like, it's a really nice job from Kellis, at Kellis Robinette on Twitter, or I'll retweet it here, but you can find it at Kansas.com as well. Story with quotes. He quotes some players like Jamar Samuels. And on that note, I've been talking with some of these guys, some of the former players, guys that played with Frank. Hopefully, later on this week, we'll be able to bring you some conversations with them just to get some insight on what it was like to play for him and all that and their reaction to the success that he's had, because that is an angle that I was interested in and an angle that I wanted to try and take here. So I've tried a lot of things, man, this week. I got shot down trying to get the man himself.
Did
put out a request for that. Yeah, but they have, I mean, I'm sure.
He's got Dan Patrick.
Look at all the radio. I already played you that montage today, all the radio shows that he's doing already. You know, he's got too much going on. Like, I get it. They're not going to, you know. I don't know if he would do it in the first place. I'm not sure. And then beyond that, everything that's going on, I understand. But, like, I texted back and forth with Fran Fraschilla a little bit. Unfortunately, we were not able to make that happen today, which was disappointing. But he's another guy. His direct quote on Twitter was, you know, if you don't like Frank, you don't like people. So I've been trying as far as the guest round is concerned for this week. But Kellis did a really good job compiling some quotes there. Yeah, cross off that spring football talk. Look, we'll do it at 5:40. Let's get the tweet of the moment since we've been teasing it at 5:25. We will we'll get that out of the way. That'll be fun. That'll be lighthearted. That'll make everybody laugh. Kansas fans reacting to the Oregon loss. You will not believe some of the things that they were saying and some of the crazy ideas that they were pushing. But, whew! John Weefald tells Kellis Robinette that if John Curry were not the athletic director, Frank Martin would still be here. Some interesting quotes there in that article. When we come back, Tweet of the Moment, Kansas Fan Edition. They want to fire Bill Self. Let's laugh at him on the game.